We are going back into the garden this morning with the Maryville Garden Club. Beverly Myers joins us today to discuss statuary, humor, and garden design. Thank you for joining us. We are going to talk a little bit about statuary and features and garden design today. When you set out to plan your garden, what were your guiding principles?
Actually, I was sitting at work when I was working and was bored, so I just kind of was drawing out my plans that I wanted. So a lot of it is if I see a plant that I really like or it's unusual, I grab it. So a lot of the plants are just a hodgepodge of everything. I have chocolate mint throughout the gardens because when I'm out weeding, it's so great to grab a bunch of weeds and then get that chocolate mint smell to come through. So it gives me a little incentive to keep on going and doing more.
How is playfulness a part of your garden design practice? And why is that important? Why is play important in the garden?
A lot of things are given to me. So some good friends of ours gave me a gnome, but he's mooning you. If anybody that's ever watched Deadpool, there's a great scene where Ryan Reynolds gets his hand cut off. And so I have a finger being projected out. I like to hide things in there. So that when you're walking around, you never know what you're going to find. So we have like a bunny butler that's holding up a plate. I have gargoyles around the place. Gosh, there's so many of them. How do I choose? They're just hidden in there. So you get a little laugh.
So if anybody was worried that gardening is far too serious an activity for them, fear not.
Yes. Come to my place. I'll show you it's not.
There are also elements of your statuary that kind of reference our Midwest setting.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Okay. So we have a dear friend that belongs in the garden club gave me an old hay ring. My husband laid it on its side, so it is now an archway to go through. So with that, I have clematis that vines up it. We have this great cucamelon that looks like a little watermelon, and it vines really well. So it goes up and over that. So it gives you this place to be shaded. And if you wanted to sit there or whatever, we have a small windmill that's in there, but I have the real windmill by the flower bed too. Picked up a little bridge a couple years ago. So I made a fake creek and we have a frog fishing with a cooler next to him. I put a blue tarp down. And so anything around the farm that we can revamp, we use in there.
That was Beverly Myers discussing her tips on incorporating statuary, humor, and play into your garden. Join us each week on Thursday mornings this summer for a garden tip from the Maryville Garden Club. If you have a garden question or conundrum for our gardeners, please email us at kxcv@nwmissouri.edu. Until then, get your hands in some dirt and have fun.